and ways to get and keep your hair spring ready. Plus, going along with all this spring style advice, we have some simple but bold and beautiful makeup tricks for everyday glam. Also, we have some announcements of stuff you should check out going on at DU, and we will end the show tonight with some interesting horoscopes for April now that April has started and this beautiful spring season is upon us. So come back here in just a few seconds to Let's Talk About It here on radio.dominican.edu with myself, DJ Curly. Hope to hear you back in a few. Hello again, you're here with DJ Curly on radio.dominican.edu, and we are back in the studio on Let's Talk About It on this fine Tuesday night. So as I started the show with earlier, tonight's show is going to be about the spring fashion that's going on in America. It's beautiful, it's fun, it's bold, it matches the warm, cool, fun weather to be outside in, to be on the beach in, to be anywhere having a good time. These new fashions really fit this new spring season, and I'm a fan of some of them, not so much a fan of others, but we'll get to that as we go along. But these are what have been voted the top trends for this spring 2013. So first of all, we just have some overall fashion that's going on in the spring season. So what's really big in this spring is bright dresses. You guys have probably already noticed out there all the beautiful ladies and handsome men wearing bright colors to show off the hot pinks, the purples, the neon blues, different things that are just really beautiful and just really pop when you see them. So bright dresses in a vintage cut especially, such as the olive and oak bird print dresses, they're pretty popular right now, but also the neon point dresses, you guys have probably seen a bunch of women wearing them, and the gemstone beetle print dresses. So those are a couple ideas of the bright dress idea that's kind of going on for the spring season. It's not just printed dresses necessarily, but also highlighter colors are really big right now. So the yellows, the hot pinks, the greens, anything that really pops off of while you're walking around and you're like, hey, that person's in a bright purple dress, or that person's wearing hot pink and walking down the street. So this spring is all about wearing popping colors that attract everyone's attention. So next is graphic leggings, which really goes along with that kind of idea of making yourself stand out. There's these new Milky Way leggings. I don't know if you guys have heard of them, but they actually have the Milky Way graphic on them. So what the constellation, what our galaxy looks like is on these leggings. So you wear them with a solid top or like a fun printed jacket, and they look like the Milky Way on your legs. So that's kind of cool. And then next we have the tropical print legging. So like different fun tropical designs, like the animals, the trees and the beach and different things like that, that just make you think of like a tropical sunny place. So those are really big right now. And printed Las Vegas leggings are really popular right now. So not just printed leggings, but of actual Las Vegas. So all the sights you can see, all the lights, all the beautiful like things there are to do in Vegas are printed on leggings now. And they're really popular for the spring because they stand out. They make you known when you walk into a room. And so printed tropical leggings, Las Vegas leggings, and Milky Way leggings are all just some like ideas of what's really popular right now in the legging fashion for the spring. Straw fedoras are really big, which you guys have probably noticed a lot of people walking around in fedoras again. And I thought they had kind of died out, but they're back, and they're back full swing. So straw fedoras such as the floral bow trilby hat, the Bayside Butte fedora, or the Grace Asymmetry hat by Dante. It's really fun to have these little hats kind of accent your outfit. So you're wearing these bold colors or muted colors with fun accents. And you have this cute little fedora while you're walking around, or the Bayside Butte fedora or the asymmetry hat. All these kind of like fun, a little vintage looking fedoras that you can wear around in this spring season to the beach. Like I said, hanging out with friends, going on long, warm car rides to wherever you want. And the flouncy skirt is really big right now. So there's the sheer jersey, sheared knee-length full skirt, or the purple speckle skater skirt are both really good examples of the flouncy skirts that you can wear. You guys have probably seen them coming back as well. I keep saying that because all these fashions are kind of in full swing. People are already wearing them. People are already getting out there, getting bold. And so that's really cool to see. Personally, to me, I don't love all of the fashion, and we'll get to that, like I said, but some of it's really cool. So the flouncy skirts I kind of am a fan of because they're fun, they're flowy, they give you a little bit of like accent to your outfit without having to try too hard. Like, the highlighter colors I'm a fan of, not in the skirt, just in general, but I'm not so much of a fan of everything being so highlighter, so printed, so in your face all at once. And that's what I feel like spring's fashion this 2013 is about, is kind of being all bold all at once, which I'm a fan of having kind of a little of both to kind of like balance you out. But it's cool if you can work it. I say go and wear it. Confidence is key. But so flouncy skirts, I'm a fan of. Bright jackets. I am actually a fan of bright jackets. I have a couple of my own, but the local Socialite Lila multi-zip moto jacket is really big right now. You guys have probably seen that one out. And the Sonia camo jackets with studs and metal tip collars and the spiked blazer. So you guys have also probably noticed that this spring's fashion trends kind of mix glam and gut. So it mixes a lot of like girls being preppy and cute and fun, or guys being preppy and hipster, and with kind of rough and tumble, with, you know, the you know, studded boots, or the really like camouflaged tops or pants or things that kind of stand out and are more like in your face, I'm ready to have a fight, or I'm ready to be tough. And then they mix with bold pinks or yellows or fun colors that kind of like even them out almost. So it's kind of like two people going on in one outfit. So that's kind of cool to have. I am a fan of the fact of mixing those. I think sometimes it's done better than other times, but I think it's really cool to see the mixing of such different, or before this, such different styles coming together now. So that's really cool. The layered statement necklaces, though, so not so much a fan of these, but it's like the large pixelated heart necklaces, or the filigree flower bib necklace, or like new to this spring is the vintage gold intricate rhinestone fish pendant. So just necklaces that kind of say everything for you on top of these really bold outfits. You guys have seen them, the layered necklaces, the ones that have two or three parts, have all kinds of chains hanging off them. The bib necklace has like four or five different circles attached to it, so it actually looks like a bib on your neck. And it's fun and it's cute if you're wearing like a solid color all throughout, or maybe just a pop of a color somewhere and then have this necklace on. But in this spring's fashion, like I was telling you, it's all about being bright and bold all the time. So you have the moto jacket, you have the long flouncy skirt, the straw fedora on, the graphic leggings, and this layered statement necklace. So you have a lot going on at one time if you're following kind of all the spring fashion. And yeah, you don't have to wear them all at one time, and not everybody does, but I have definitely seen a lot of people wearing all of these at one time. And yeah, it makes a statement, but it's not always the best statement. So the crossbody bags are really big, which I'm a fan of. I have a crossbody bag, and like fuchsia faux leather, the mini briefcase crossbody handbag, or the Merona crossbody handbag, or the snake trim boxy bag. You know, those tiny little like almost look like clutches, but they have the long strap on them so you can wear them like a messenger bag across your body. So those are kind of fun. They're cute. They're tiny. You can take them anywhere with you, but they also add a little accent to your outfit. So like I said, if you're going with solids and just trying to make a statement with one or two pieces, that crossbody bag and that layered necklace are really good, or maybe the straw fedora and the bright jacket. But I wouldn't suggest wearing all of the stuff I've named so far and trying to get it all into one outfit, because I think that's just a lot going on at one time. So fun flats. Okay, I'm a fan of flats. Not necessarily all of them, but The Malika laser cut ballerinas are pretty. The mushroom risotto shoe and the multi-lace round toe loafer flat, they're all pretty okay. They're nice to look at and they go really well with any kind of outfit. The flat I've always been a fan of is Tom's shoes. You know how you can buy the one pair of shoes and another pair goes to a person without shoes. I think that's a really amazing cause. And I was actually at Fisherman's Wharf the other day and they were having a Decorate Your Soul event. So you could buy a pair of Tom's shoes right there on Fisherman's Wharf and artists would decorate the sole of the shoe for you. So that I thought was amazing and definitely a good cause and a flat that never goes out of style. So if you haven't gotten Tom's yet, you totally should. They're worth it and they're amazing and they go with anything. So we also have graphic tees. I'm hopefully sure everybody out there knows what a graphic tee is. It's those printed shirts, you know, you can wear them. You can either be vintage with like Ninja Turtles on it or, you know, Power Rangers, something weird from back in the day when we were kids. Or it can be something like X-Men or something new like Coca-Cola or, you know, just like Marilyn Monroe's face, you know, just graphic tees that say something or have a big design on the front of a solid t-shirt. Also, brightly patterned shorts are huge right now, such as the Amy multicolored embroidered denim hot pants or the True Freedom Junior's color print denim or dusty wallpaper shorts. I'm not sure how much of a fan I am of those. I am a fan of shorts and shorts with different kinds of tops and jackets and things like that. I think some people can really pull it off, but I also think you have to have a certain kind of body type for these kinds of shorts because now the spring season and what the transition that's kind of been happening in 2013 is that we're going back to kind of the look of the 80s and the early 90s where pants were pulled up to your natural waist, so above the belly button, and then the shorts were cut like hot pants, so they either cut up in a diagonal or they just cut up really close to underneath your backside. I don't know how to say that appropriately for radio, but you know, they cut them really short and they bring them up to your natural waist. So that looks really good on really skinny, tall women that have long legs to show off. But on other people, it works for them sometimes depending on the short, but it's not for all people to hold your shorts up that high and to cut them that short. And also some people buy those shorts nowadays, like the short shorts that you can actually see they're cut so small, you can actually see the pockets coming out from underneath the short, and I'm not really a fan of that. If you can see the pockets coming out of a pair of pants, think of that. On a pair of jeans, if you cut them so short, you could see the bottom of your pockets coming out of the jeans. How short would that be? I don't think anyone really wants to see that. That doesn't really hold in much. And sure, you could have nice legs, you could have not nice legs, but regardless, no one wants to see that much leg walking around in public. So just be careful of how high you cut those shorts and if you're wearing them that high up on your body. So I'm a fan of the new short style, but also it has to work for you if you're going to wear it, just like any of these styles, really. So those are a couple of our big top 10 style trends for this spring 2013. So there's some advice on if you're buying a new wardrobe for this beautiful warm weather. There's some things to go and look out for. But also, we're getting into hair during this tonight's episode of Let's Talk About It, and hair is really big this spring 2013. And again, like with all fashion, not everyone's gonna be a fan of everything, and like I was with the top 10 fashion trends, I'm not a fan of all the hair. So first, they have the super slick, which is where you take your hair, okay? So it looks like you just got out of the shower. I have the picture in front of me, but listeners, you'll just have to imagine it. It's like you get out of the, I get out of the shower and your hair is kind of all still wet and like strawy. And then you take sculpting gel and you slick it to your head like that. So it's still like wet and like crinkly, and you slick it to your head as tight as you can. So imagine your hair pulled back right after it's wet, like either from the pool or from the shower, and you want it to stay that way. So you're slicking your hair back with gel, and then you can pull it up either in a low bun and like kind of rest it on the back of your head, or you can pull it up in a high point. It almost looks like a shark fin to me personally. I think it looks a little weird to have your hair slicked back into a shark fin, but I guess it works on some people. It's very runway, very model-esque, like I'm very serious, I'm going out tonight and people are going to notice me with this slicked back pointed hair. But I'm not a huge fan of it, but apparently it's very popular right now. So you put a high gloss on, you gather the hair, and you either lift it or you tuck it behind, and then you tuck behind the ends with pins so you can either have a little hair fall out of the bun that's behind your head, or you can let it fall. So it depends on what you guys want to do, and you can tuck it up behind your ears or do whatever you want with it, but pretty much all your hair is pulled back, still looks wet, still looks stuck to your head, and it is pulled back that way, so it's super slick. So that's a pretty popular look for this spring 2013. I'm not a huge fan, but I'm sure someone can pull it off. So that's one of them. So glam poof. So this is kind of big with all the bold, fun colors and all the bringing back of the 80s and 90s that I'm noticing recently, that the glam poof is really big as well. So you can get the look by you score a super girly vibe with mega volume at the crown. You work a volumizer through damp strands and blow dry with a round brush so your hair gets a soft bend. And then you make a side part and sweep the bangs across your forehead. So if you can imagine it, you have kind of like a side bang going on, but it's like a sculpted side bang sitting on your forehead. And to create fullness on top, you tease the hair at the crown of your head. So at the very top, you tease the underneath hair with a rat tail comb. You guys, I don't know if everybody uses those, but they're the ones with like the bristles at the top. And then they have the really long handle that's kind of pointed. And you tease the hair with the rat tail comb, and then you secure the poof with pins in the back. So you guys remember the poof from like 3-4 years ago when people used to poof the top of their hair in a ponytail? Well, the glam poof is back, so it's not just for ponytails, but now it's for half up, half down. It's for prom looks. It's for elegant. It's for punk. It's for everything. And so you spritz it with a light hairspray to hold it, like all hairstyles, and then you top the look with a satin bow or headband. So along with this poof, now it's not just at one point in time you poof it and wear it in a ponytail. You can poof it and wear a bun. You can poof it and do the side bang. And then you got to put a bow through the hair to kind of finish off the accent of the glamour poof. So that's another big hairstyle for 2013 spring. And it's pretty. I definitely think a lot of people can pull it off. But again, I don't think I could ever see myself personally wearing that anywhere. But hey, like I said, if you can pull it off, do what you do. Wear all these colors at one time, all these fashions, and all these hairstyles. Do whatever you feel is best because you're your own person and style is all about being original. Graphic parts. Okay, now I know I just said to be original and to be you, but this is a little much to me. So you give long waves a total rock and roll edge with two severe parts. So you know how you have the part in the center of your head or to the side of your head, depending on where your calic is? Well, they want you to do two of them for the spring 2013. So think about that. You'd have two parts in your hair. So most people don't like separating their hair in the middle in the first place to show their original part. And spring 2013 fashion trends and the tips for this season are saying to have two of them. So you just divide the hair near your into a deep V shape at the top of your head and you pin back near the crown of your head. So you can use the end of a rat tail comb again to make the line super straight. It's key that the hair on top stays sleek. So smooth down any flyaways with the defrizzer. So again, you want to slick it really tight to your head and leave the rest of your hair loose for a shorter feel or slick it back into a pony for a bolder look. So if you guys could see these pictures again, you're going to just have to imagine them. But these women have a V on the top of their head. And not only do they have a V on the top of their head, but they have their hair completely slicked to their head. So imagine when your hair gets really wet or when you put way too much gel in your hair and you slick it down to your forehead. It's like that with two parts in it. So again, this is bold, it's fun, it's new, it's definitely something I haven't seen done before, but that may be for a reason. Again, my advice goes out to you guys as to what everyone is saying is the tips for the spring 2013 and how to look bold and fresh and new, but you don't have to take all of them, you don't have to follow all of them, and you definitely don't have to have two parts in your hair with it slicked down to your head. So if I'm advising what I think looks best, maybe not the graphic parts, because I don't know, it just doesn't look all that great to me. But like I said, fashion's all about being individual, which is kind of not happening as much as I would like to see. I think style is about being you and showing off you and showing off what you can do. And I think a lot of the trends now are about being unique, but in a group. So everyone be this kind of unique. So it's a little counterproductive to me, I feel like. It would be cool if like one person walked around with that hairstyle. I'd be like, yeah, go you, way to try and pull off that graphic part or that neat like poof in your hair or whatever you want to do. But when it is the trend and that person walks past and then his or her five friends walk past with that same hair, that same bold colors, those same shoes on, not so unique anymore. Kind of looks like they all went to the same, I don't know, not to be weird or mean or anything, but circus. Like, they all have the same crazy outfits on, trying to be bold and fresh and show off how much style they can have. But in a group, it doesn't look so unique. It doesn't look so fashion is individual. It looks like everyone prescribed to the same magazine or went to the same store and bought all the same clothes and tried to wear them all at once. So my advice to you guys is, if you try these spring 2013 fashion tips for hair and makeup, or hair and clothes so far, to do it in moderation and to do what you feel comfortable with and just not try to match everyone you're hanging out with. So that's our first little part of the show. When we get back, we'll have some things going on here at Dominican, plus a few more hair tips and also some easy beauty tips on how to do simple but beautiful and fun makeup tips for when you're going out for everyday life. So come on back here in a few minutes to radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to DJ Curly on Let's Talk About It. So come on back. Welcome back once again to radio.dominican.edu. You're here with myself, DJ Curly, on Let's Talk About It on this beautiful, warm Tuesday night. So if you guys haven't been listening to the show the whole time, we've been talking about some beautiful, bold, and interesting spring 2013 fashion ideas. So the top 10 looks of this coming spring, or newly arrived spring. And the hair of this spring season is both interesting and maybe you should think twice before wearing it, but really cool that people are trying this out. So as promised, we have a little more hair information for this spring 2013. And what's really cool about this next little piece is that it's for guys and girls. It probably sounds like it's more for girls than it is for guys, but hey, if you care about your hair, this is ways to take care of it. So this is about ways to keep your hair looking fresh and beautiful using at-home solutions. So stuff you can find in your house or buy at your local supermarket. You don't have to go to a salon. You don't have to go to, spend those expensive money on those expensive treatments, on those things, you know, you have to pay a lot of money for to keep your hair from frizzing or to keep it from getting too thick and unruly, or if it's greasy or dull. And, you know, you have to go buy all those different products to put in your hair at one time, and you run out, and like, depending on how much hair you have, you run out really quickly in a couple of days, and you have to go buy it again. And it costs a lot of money to upkeep your hair. And it's important to know that there are some things at home that you can do to take care of it. So this is pretty cool to learn about. So definitely listen up. So to revive dull strands, try banana paste. So you take one overripe banana, smash it into a paste, and use a wide tooth comb. So you hairspray mousse and gel can help score your great styles, but over time they build up and make your hair look blah. So all that product you buy, all that stuff you put in your hair, it's not always the best after a while. So to get that glossiness back, you mash an overly light banana until it's creamy and apply it to wet or dry hair. So it can be either straight out of the shower or just sitting around. Leave it in for 30 minutes, then rinse thoroughly, running a wide tooth comb through your hair to help remove the banana. Shampoo and condition thoroughly, of course, because you don't want to be walking around with banana in your hair all day. And once your hair is dry, it will look fresh and vibrant again. So look at that. You smash up some banana paste, and it's because the potassium and vitamins in bananas give hair shine without weighing it down. So just by smashing up some bananas and combing it through your hair and washing it out, you'll get that glossiness back that you want, and you won't have such dull, unfun strands anymore. So that's really awesome. So to get rid of grease, I know this one is really hard and annoying to deal with on a daily, or if it happens once a week to you, I don't know how often it might happen to you listeners, but when you have long hair and you're any kind of active, like if you go to the gym or if you play a sport or you do anything, your hair gets greasy super quickly. Or some people just have naturally greasy hair, unfortunately, and that's really unfun and difficult to deal with. So try herbal shampoo. So you can make it by yourself at home. How cool is that, herbal shampoo? You need a half cup of distilled water, 2 ounces of liquid castile soap, 4 teaspoons of dried mint, 1 tablespoon of dried sage, and 2/3 cup of regular shampoo. So on days when your strands are extra oily, clarifying shampoo gets them squeaky clean. You can make your own by combining water and liquid castile soap. You can find it at a drugstore. And then you add dried mint, sage, and a few squirts of your regular shampoo to the mixture and wash your hair as usual. So instead of going out and having to buy expensive herbal shampoo, you can make it with a couple easy things you could buy at a drugstore or, again, a supermarket, anywhere. And just mixing them all together can help get grease out of your hair. I know that one is so hard to deal with. People say to put baby powder in it sometimes and rub it through your hair. Or if it's sticking to your face, like if it's too like clingy, to put lotion in it and things like that. And that's okay, I guess, like, it's worked before for me personally, and for other people I've seen it work for them, or they swear by it that it's totally what works, but it's not for everyone. And also, then if you put baby powder in your hair, you have a bunch of like white flakes floating around in your hair, and you got to wash them out, and then your hair gets dry or greasy again. And if you put lotion in your hair looks like it's stuck to your head. So, well, apparently in spring 2013, that's what's cool. So I don't know, maybe lotion isn't so bad. But if you want to add bounce to your hair, try Mint Splash. So what you'll need is 2 ounces of witch hazel and 2 ounces of mouthwash. So again, things you can find in your house every day, or you could just go out and buy for $1. And you'll get instant volume with a tonic that makes your strands swell. It gives them body. Just mix ingredients together and apply the liquid to your scalp with a cotton ball. Massage it in for 5 minutes and then shampoo, condition, and style as usual. So to get bounce back, you just need witch hazel and mouthwash, just 2 ounces of both. And you just mix them together and apply it to your scalp with a cotton ball. So just go right for where your hairline is and apply it with the cotton ball, and it'll add bounce back naturally. So that's really awesome, because again, all that product can really damage your hair and really damage the quality of hair you can have. And so this is a fun way of getting bounce back, a fun, easy, and cheap way of getting bounce back. So if you want to make it sleek, so if it's not as sleek as you'd like it, but you don't want it to look greasy, you just want it sleek, so you know that fun, shiny look that's really beautiful and great to have on a daily basis, you can try a rose oil mask. So you need a half cup coconut oil, 2 tablespoons of rose water, half cup mixed fresh flower petals such as rose or jasmine, And you can ditch frizz with this delicious smelling concoction. So not only is it good for your hair, but it smells amazing. And you know, everybody can tell when you have a good smelling shampoo. Hopefully they'll compliment you on it. But otherwise, you'll know that you walk around with your hair smelling nice and you can smell it all day. It's a nice little treat for treating your hair well. Boil the coconut oil, rose water, and petals for 3 minutes in a pan. Let the mixture cool, then strain it and massage it into your scalp. Wrap your hair in a towel for 20 minutes before washing it out. And there you go. It'll be sleek, won't be frizzy, won't be annoying you and getting everywhere when it's humid out or too hot, or if you just have naturally frizzy hair, that's a great way to make it sleek again, is with a rose oil mask. Also, if you stop by a local florist at the end of the day, you can get discounts for petals, or maybe they'll just even give them to you if they've fallen off. You know how flowers shed every day. So that's a pretty cool tip too if you live near a florist. Otherwise, just, you know, go out and buy some flowers for your hair. Maybe do this once a week, once every 2 weeks, and get that sleek shine back. So to repair damage, so you can try an avocado treatment. Avocado is really delicious, and apparently it's not only good for everything else, but now it includes your hair. So that's pretty awesome. So you need 2 eggs, 2 tablespoons olive oil, half ripe avocado, and 2 ounces of water. So transform crispy strands with a vitamin spiked hair mix. It's full of the fatty acids that fix damage. Combine all ingredients with your fingers, then apply a mixture to dry hair and leave on for 10 minutes. Rinse thoroughly and then shampoo as usual. So you can repair damage just by putting that avocado spread in your hair. So that's really amazing to know. Again, another fun, natural, easy at-home treatment for, you know, hair that's not working with you. So you can repair damage just by using avocado. So definitely, listeners, remember those tips you're hearing here on radio.dominican.edu and know that there's some awesome things in there for everybody. So if you have long hair, or if you want long hair, this is the part of the part of let's talk about it for you. So no more hair envy. With these tricks, you can grow healthy, luscious strands in no time at all. Like, you can have that beautiful long hair you've always wanted, that beautiful, you can style it how you want. You can flip it around as you want, hair flip it, whip your hair back and forth, do whatever you want with your long, luscious hair. And I think short hair is beautiful as well, but I definitely, personally on me, like long hair a lot better. So how to get long hair. So you have to trim it. You have to trim your hair, either if it's getting long or if you want it to get long, you have to trim it every so often. It may sound weird, but you have to cut a little off for your hair to grow. Damaged ends will break and make your hair shorter. So it's no need to go crazy. Just get the ends trimmed every 6 weeks. So as most of you listeners out there probably have noticed on your own hair, it dies at the end if you don't take very good care of it. A lot of things that kill hair quickly are if you blow dry your hair a lot, if you straighten it, if you curl it, if you do anything that adds a lot of heat to it daily, or if you put a lot of those fancy shampoos in it too often or use too much product in it, it can really kill the ends of your hair. And some people just have hair that doesn't grow as well after a certain point. So trimming it to get those dead ends off is crucial. Before winter break here at Dominican, my hair was all the way down my back. No joke. I had super long hair down my back, and it was really cool to be like, hey, my hair is down my back, and people love that it was so long and whatnot, but most of it was dead. Most of the ends past a certain point were straggly and kind of gross when you wet them and like kind of comb them out. So it was really important for me to cut those off and then kind of let it grow longer, because I enjoy donating my hair to Locks of Love or to those different programs, Beautiful Lengths, things like that, that use hair that's donated by men or women that go to the, it's usually women that go to the salon and can donate 8 to 10 inches or 12 inches, whatever you can give. But it has to be at least 8, I think, is the lowest amount that any place will take. And they will actually make wigs out of it for either children or adults with cancer or people who are going through different treatments that don't allow their hair to grow naturally. And they can make some really beautiful, natural looking wigs for these people who really deserve it for going through what they go through. So I'm a huge fan of donating to Locks for Love or Beautiful Lengths. And so every other summer, my hair grows pretty quickly, knock on wood. I've been fortunate enough to get it to grow past a certain length every other summer. And so I cut off 10 or 12 inches. I've donated 12 inches before and donate that. And me and my sisters alternate. So I have a lot of sisters, and me and my closest sister to my age, she's 24, have agreed that every other summer, one of us cuts our hair and gives it away. So it's pretty cool. It's an awesome thing to donate to, and it's hair, you know, you're going to cut it anyway, so why not give it to an amazing cause? So there's also the shampoo by Pantene called Beautiful Lengths, which is actually what I use, and so far it's been doing amazing things. It's actually a promotion for those kinds of charities that accept hair to make wigs for people that can't grow their hair themselves for different reasons. And it helps grow beautiful, long, healthy hair rather than just long hair that eventually gets damaged at the ends. And since I've cut off those split ends and I've used that shampoo, I haven't had a problem with split ends, with dead ends, with anything like that. So far so good. And I'll let listeners know how it goes eventually. And when I donate it, I'll be sure to tell you here on Let's Talk About It on radio.dominican.edu how much I gave away. So protect it. That's another thing to do when you have long hair. Protect that hair. Heat styling can fry your hair and keep it from growing long and strong. But you don't have to break up with the tools you use. You can coat strands with a protective styler, like a blow dry lotion, before you turn up the heat. So like I was just saying, if you use too much heat on your hair, if you do too much to add damage to it, it can really give you dead ends, split ends, really mess up your hair so that it doesn't grow as long as you'd like it to. But you don't have to get rid of that altogether. I know if I ever told some of my friends to stop blow drying their hair, they'd go crazy, or if they couldn't straighten it anymore, they wouldn't go to school. But it's important to protect it. So if you're going to use all those hot measures to fix your hair in any kind of way, it's important to use the right products beforehand so it doesn't cause a lot of dead ends and a lot of problems down the line. So definitely protect it with the different kinds of lotions they have for protecting hair from heat. And make sure you pamper your scalp. That's huge, because dirt, oil, and dead skin cells on your scalp, they make it hard for new hair to grow and come through. So massage your scalp with your fingers every time you shampoo to get all that gunk out. So if you guys think about it, you have all these little like glands on the top of your head, and every day stuff is trying to cover them. So that keratin, the oil that's in your hair naturally that makes it look really shiny and beautiful, and the growth of the hair is being physically blocked by these things that are out in the air every day. So when you put your shampoo in your hair, when you shower daily or every other day, massage your head. So as you're like shampooing, you know, rub it with your fingers. Most people love the way it feels to have their head massaged. So you get to do it now for a good cause, to help your hair grow long. So be sure to massage your scalp when you're putting shampoo in, and not just run your fingers through and get it done, just to, you know, massage the scalp and get all that stuff out of the top of your head so your hair can grow as long, as beautiful as it was meant to. So your long hair best friends are metal-free elastic hairbands. So make sure you have some of those. I know you guys probably have seen the ones that have the little metal stub on them somewhere. So get rid of those. You want the ones without the metal little piece on it. You want them to be all elastic. You won't stress or damage hair with the soft pony holders, because there's nothing to catch the hair, there's nothing to pull on it, and there's nothing to make it really difficult to get out of your hair or to pull on strands when you're putting it in or out. So mixed bristle brush, the natural boar bristles and the shine while stiffer nylon ones detangle without pulling. So when you have the different bristles on a brush, it does two different things at one time. Like any other thing that's a two-in-one product, it is helping in one way and helping in another way at the same time. So the mixed bristle brush is really important for if you want that long, beautiful hair to grow and to not have dead ends and to not have all kinds of problems down the road. And finally, a plastic cap, you know, like a shower cap. It's great for locking in moisture and as you deep condition in the shower. So once you've massaged your head through with shampoo and the conditioner, you put that cap on and you let it sit there for a little bit. My mom always said to do it for at least 30 seconds to massage your head, and then to put the cap on for about a minute, and you would get long, beautiful hair because the shampoo and the conditioner get time to sit there and soak in. So it's really great, you know, to have that cap on and hold in all of the moisture. So, long hair enemies. So we had your best friends, listeners, and now we have the things that will destroy your long, beautiful hair, or your process of getting to long, beautiful hair. Washing with hot water. So chill with all the hot water. Super hot water weakens your hair, making it dry and brittle. So I've always heard that you shouldn't wash it every day, your hair. It's important not to overwash it, not to over shampoo it, not to over product it, as we've been talking about. But apparently it's also very important to not always wash it with hot water. So when you're washing out your hair, maybe run cold water over it to rinse out the shampoo and conditioner and get all the kind of product out so that the hot water doesn't damage and frizz the hair. Wrapping hair in a towel. Now, this was really hard for me to hear, because I love wrapping my hair in my towel because I don't blow dry my hair because I know the heat really destroys it. But wet hair is fragile, so twisting it up in a towel after stepping out of the shower can break strands. And instead, just gently pat it dry with the towel. So don't use that hair dryer still unless you're putting that hair dryer lotion on beforehand. But don't twist your hair up in a towel either. Pat it dry out of the shower. My advice, too, is to brush it out first so that all the water is kind of at the bottom of the strands. You guys probably know how that is. And then pat the bottom of the strands dry and then work your way up your hair. It's going to take a while longer, which is annoying. And you can't maneuver and do things while, like, get ready as well without your hair twisted up. But it's better for your hair in the long haul. So remember not to twist your hair up in that towel straight out of the shower. Also, using the wrong tools. So if you go for an ionic blow dryer instead of a normal one, that's way better for your hair. They're more powerful, so they reduce styling time, which minimizes heat damage. So like I said, if I tried to take a blow dryer from any of my friends and tell them they couldn't use it anymore, I'd probably get jumped. But luckily, I'm not going to do that with any of my friends, and I typically don't try to provoke them to fight me. But if you use the wrong tools, you can really mess up your hair. Like I said, you can get dead ends. And it was crazy that I had dead ends and that I was finding my hair was so dead because I never use styling tools. I never straighten my hair. For special occasions, of course, but I rarely curl it, rarely straighten it. And I don't usually use a blow dryer, let it air dry. But using those wrong tools, so if you don't use an ionic blow dryer, you have to keep the heat on your hair longer. And it adds to the styling time, so how long it takes to actually dry and how much heat damage you are doing to your hair. So definitely look for that ionic hair dryer instead of any other kind of one, because it's important to reduce the amount of stress your hair takes when you're styling it. So those are definitely some things to remember when you're trying to get that beautiful long hair, hopefully to eventually donate to Locks for Love or for different wig making companies that go to good causes. So spring has sprung and long hair is in, as well as short hair, short, bold, fun hair. But when we come back, we'll be talking about, now that we have all that hair information for this spring and all the fun fashion ideas, when we come back, we'll be talking about some stuff going on here at Dominican and some quick but bold beauty tips for simple things to do every day to look your best and to look as glam as possible. So come on back here to radio.dominican.edu in just a minute and hear some more beauty spring tips.
Oh,
Welcome back, listeners, to radio.dominican.edu. You're here with me, DJ Curly, on Let's Talk About It. So if you're just tuning in again, we have been talking about some beautiful spring fashions with hair, with clothes, with ways to get that look you want for this spring 2013 season. Now that it has sprung and it is upon us, it's fun to get with the times, get with the trends, and to buy that fun, flowy, bold wardrobe for the spring 2013. So definitely, if you've been listening to the show, you know what to get out there and get for this coming season. And it's important to, you know, wear it however you want, not just because of how everyone's saying it looks best. Do what you feel like works on you, because I'm a fan of actually taking this style and making it unique. If you guys weren't listening earlier, I was talking about how I think fashion right now is about looking really bold and unique and like you created this look yourself, but actually doing it in a group, which I'm not a huge fan of. So my advice to you is to take these beautiful style tips, these really fun, bold ideas. We have a couple more for makeup coming up here in a minute, and to make them really your own, to make them something you would want to wear, you'd want to be seen in, and really make them unique, not just what everybody else is doing. So be sure to remember that when you try on all these new fashion tips. So some things going on here at and around Dominican University. So first of all, the 12th annual Tiburon Film Festival is coming to town this April 11th through 19th. Tickets are on sale now for this 9-day annual event that showcases the best in global cinema from over 30 countries, including documentaries such as The Empty Home, Running for Jim, Past Their Prime, and films on youth. The festival's motto this year is Understanding the World Through Film, because the festival attempts to combine culture and cinema as a means to greater worldly understanding, which I think is a really awesome idea. So don't miss this amazing event that will be held at the Tiburon Playhouse Theater in Tiburon. For more information, go to www.tiburonfilmfestival.com to check that out. It's going to be amazing. So also going on here at Dominican, there's the Alonzo King Lines Ballet BFA. So Senior Projects Part 2 are this coming weekend. So come out and support the Lines BFA dancers as they perform in Part 2 of the Senior Project Choreography Showcase. So featuring choreography by the Class of 2013, it is this Friday, April 5th at 7 p.m. and Saturday, April 6th at 7 p.m. It's $10 general admission, free with a valid Dominican University student, staff, or faculty ID, and it will be held at Angelico Hall at Dominican University. And if you guys don't know where Angelico is, it's right at the entrance to Dominican's campus on Acacia Avenue. So We Go Marin is a new carpool service here at Dominican. If you're interested in carpooling to or from campus, maybe because you don't have a car or you could use a ride, maybe you drive an empty car and could use some company or some help with gas. For the rest of the spring semester, Dominican will be participating in We Go Marin, a carpooling program that you may access from your cell phone or computer. During this test period, the service will be free and there will even be prizes for participating. So We Go Marin will have a sign-up table outside Calarega Dining Hall during lunch on Tuesday and Thursday this week. On Thursday, April 4th, representatives from the Transportation Authority of Marin will be conducting a training session in the Science Computer Lab from 12 to 1. Students who attend should have a smartphone, either an Android or an iPhone, and be interested in taking action to improve air quality in the environment and save some money, too. So definitely get out there if you have a car and you never drive anybody to school, or if you don't have a car and could really use a lift sometimes and you're willing to help pay for gas. This is a really neat idea. It is crazy to me when I drive on the California highways here how many cars only have one person in it. I took a road trip down to San Diego for spring break, and me, the car I was in, and maybe three or four other cars were the only people in the carpool lane in hours of traffic. And it astonished me, because if you looked around at all four lanes that were full with cars, like bumper to bumper, every single one of them only had one person in them, and they couldn't even use the carpool. Not even a passenger, not someone they were taking somewhere, not a friend, nothing. Just one person in these bumper to bumper cars. And that was crazy to me, how much exhaust that's using, how much that's doing to the environment in a negative way. So I'm a huge fan of carpooling. So my advice is to definitely check out this Go Marin and carpool with someone, or be the driver in a carpool and get some help with some gas money. I think that's really awesome. Also, there's the 2013 honor ceremony going on here Monday, April 29th, 5 to 6:30 in Angelica Concert Hall. And even if you're not an honor student, or getting one of the honors at the honor ceremony, Dominican would like to invite you to attend and celebrate those being nominated and those being given recognition for being honors students or winning honors in different societies or for their different majors. So definitely a lot going on here at Dominican. Be sure to come and check it out when you have the chance. They're all really amazing things to be participating in, and I definitely advise you guys to go to all of them because I think they'd be really great. I'm definitely going to the BFA Lions Ballet Showcase. That's going to be amazing, as always. And my friends are actually doing their senior pieces. Oh my gosh, it's crazy. But it's going to be really fun. So in our last little portion of the show, we have some quick beauty, but beautiful and fun and bold tips for this spring season. So pastel eyes. So, you know, like the pretty pastel colors that you can wear in your eyeshadow. Create a totally sweet vibe with a swipe of light, but bright shadow, like a minty hue color, or try any kind of colorful eyeshadow that's a pastel color and put it not just above your eye, but maybe a little bit underneath even. It really makes your eyes pop. It's really bold, and that's definitely the pattern for this coming spring season. It's all about being bold, being beautiful, being who you are with a little bit of edge. So definitely try the pastel eyeshadow. Matte lips are huge. I think it really works on some people, and I think it really is not the best idea on others. But forget the whole face of makeup. Velvet-looking lips in a bold color is all you need to look bright and fun. Like, you don't have to put all that makeup everywhere. Just walk out with that beautiful matte color kind of sticking out on your face, and it'll definitely attract attention in a positive way. So you can wear, to make any lipstick seem matte, just dab a tiny bit of foundation on your lips first and then apply the coat of lipstick. Blot with a tissue, keep applying the lipstick and blotting until you reach your desired level of matte. So keep putting it on and then like matting it, or putting it on and blotting it with a tissue and putting it on and blotting it with a tissue till you have the color you really want and the matte intensity that you were hoping for your lips. And that's really big this spring season, of course, because it's bold, it's in your face, it's very edgy and right now. So that's another tip for looking beautiful really quick. So nails are big in this season too, so we'll get to those in a second. But neon liner, okay, again, I'm not really sure how big of a fan I am of the neon liner, but it is in this spring 2013 season. So you guys have probably seen it, you've seen the commercials for it, and I think it's amazing that liner or shadow can stick that well to your eye. It's kind of like a paste. It's not sticky, it doesn't hold your eye shut, and it doesn't annoy you, but it sticks so well, it almost looks like someone put a sticker of color over your eyes, which I think is awesome. But when you have this neon liner, it's a really fun, easy way to give your face a bold, edgy look without doing too much. You just apply the liner over top of your eye or right on the inside, and it creates this really bold, standout color. And on some people, it looks really awesome, and on others, it looks like, again, no offense, but they took a crayon to their face and messed up big time. But I think it really works for some. I think it works with certain outfits and for certain occasions. I definitely don't think it's the right look for going everywhere on a daily basis. Like, maybe work, unless you work in the fashion industry, probably is not the best color to wear to an office. But it's definitely in the spring 2013. So if you're going to hang out with friends or to a party, neon liner is huge, and it's bold, and it makes a statement without you ever having to say anything, which I'm a big fan of, making a statement. So in a positive way, of course. So if it works for you, definitely get that neon liner. Striped nails. Like I said, nails are in big right now. So an unexpected paint job on your fingers adds serious fun. Color just the tips, swipe stripes down the middle, so diagonal, or mix it up on every finger. So I actually didn't know this was cool, and I've been doing this for a very long time. So that's funny. But you just take a color and stripe it on your nails instead of painting the whole nail. Or if you paint the whole nail, do a stripe up it still. That is crazy. I honestly, listeners, I've been doing this for a very long time, and everyone thought it was so weird. And now apparently it's the in thing. So that's cool. You heard it here first on Let's Talk About It. Just kidding. But it is the new look for spring 2013 is just to stripe your nails with a bold color. And some people like to do vertical and horizontal lines on every other finger, which is kind of fun too. It gives you something to talk about, gives something to look at. So it's a really fun thing to do for the spring 2013. All these fashion tips, all these clothing ideas, all these hair ideas, all these makeup and nail ideas, they're all bold and beautiful and new and fun and unique. But again, like I advised earlier, do not do them all at one time. I mean, like I said, it's on you, but if you do all these at one time, you're going to stand out in a crowd, but not maybe for the best possible reason. You might be at a party and you're so bright, you're hurting people's eyes. So be careful how much of this style you put on at one time and be sure that you do it how you want to do it. Like I said, don't just be like everybody else. Be unique. Be what you want to be and take these spring fashions. Be in style. Be in season. But like I said, be you. It's so important to do the style that you like, not just what everybody's saying. So that's my advice. I've taken a couple of these ideas myself, but like I said, everybody has their own style. So definitely take this into consideration, but go for it however you want. So as I said earlier, we're going to be ending the show with some horoscopes for April. Since now April has started, you guys can have a good overview for what you can expect if you listen to these things at all. I think some are pretty accurate. I think others are just saying stuff to say stuff, but here we go. So Aries, which is March 21st through April 19th, you are one of the friendliest signs of the zodiac, but it can be hard for you to get super close to anyone. That will all change on the 10th. So remember that, the 10th, when you meet a cool new girl who just gets you immediately. She has true BFF potential and plan a hangout. So like I said, some of these are really specific and I'm not sure if you should listen to them for the most part, but I think some of them are pretty cool or just a good thing to think about. So maybe just in general, Aries are looking for a new person to hang out with and that person could come into their life. So just be open for it. I don't think it necessarily has to happen on the 10th. I think that's a little crazy, but you know, you never know. So Leo, that's July 23rd through August 22nd. Leos were hit with an epic case of spring fever last month. You'll feel behind on lots of stuff and homework. Deadlines are looming. Fortunately, on the 1st, the stars will send the energy you need to refocus and get everything done. So how do you feel, Leos? Do you feel like the 1st sent you a lot of new energy to kind of get all the work done that you needed? I hope so, because that's what this is saying. So Sagittarius. That's November 22nd through December 21st. You've drafted so many texts to your crush searching for the perfect icebreaker. With the help of Mercury on the 14th, you'll not only find a killer opening, but also the courage to press the send button. He'll be psyched to hear from you. So that's kind of good news, Sagittarius. So you've been getting your flirt on. You've been kind of talking to that boy you like, and now he is going to be waiting to hear from you. So be sure to send that text instead of deliberating over it for a very long time. So Taurus, this is me, April 20th through May 20th. So your crush definitely has a secretive side and your BFF is worried he's hiding something big. You'll be tempted to brush her off and pursue him anyway, but hold off till the 13th. Potentially world rocking deets could come out then. Ooh, that's crazy. I hope that's not true, but I guess we'll see. I'll have to ask my friend if she has any problems with stuff going on in my life right now. So we will see, listeners. So Virgo, that's August 23rd through September 22nd. Be careful at a party on the 19th when the planets lower your inhibitions in a major way. A gossipy girl is just itching for the chance to snap scandalous pics to post online. A good pal would be glad to watch your back, but you'll have to ask. So be sure to do that. Capricorns, two very different guys have been fawning over you, a sweetie and an edgier type. On the 15th, one will ask you to move things to the next level. Your girls have strong opinions about who to pick, but you'll be torn. Remember, the final choice is yours. So keep an eye out for that, Capricorn. Gemini, you and a hottie in your class have been flirting by text, and you get such a buzz from his cute messages. Are you interested in something more? He is, but he isn't sure where you stand. It may be time for a little face-to-face fun. So keep an eye out for that, Gemini. So Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd. Admit it, your guy feels more like a good friend than a BF lately, but you've been wishy-washy about ending it. The stars will give you a little nudge on the 18th when they introduce you to a new guy you instantly click with. So again, like I said, I'm not sure how exact this horoscope is, but maybe if you haven't really told your crush how you feel or your boyfriend how you feel or girlfriend, maybe it's time to kind of sit down and talk to them or maybe really think about that right now. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th. Since New Year's, you have been devoting a ton of time to a creative project and your dedication is about to pay off. Near the 20th, a powerful person will see your work and offer you amazing guidance. Success isn't far off now, so if any of you guys are senior Aquarius, then keep an eye out for that person that's going to be offering you a really good thing to do with your life. Cancer, June 21st to July 22nd. When you catch your crush chatting up another girl at a party on the 28th, your jealousy may spiral out of control. Breathe through it. The star's weird position is making all emotions feel a bajillion times stronger now, but they will pass. So make sure not to freak out too soon, okay? Breathe, take your time. deal with it appropriately. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st, a breakup has been majorly bumming you out. You haven't been ready to talk about it, but on the 25th, the eclipse will bring your feelings to the forefront. Luckily, your BFF will be there with tissues and hugs. It'll help you move on. So be sure to lean on your friends. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th, your compassionate nature makes it easy for people to open up to you, and on the 24th, a girl in crisis mode will come to you for help. The potential for getting caught up in her drama is mega high, so be sure to take care of yourself too. And as we come to a close on the show, guys and gals, that's really important to listen to just in general with all this fun. Probably a lot of parties are going to be happening now. It's spring season, a lot of going out, a lot of hanging out. Be sure to take time for yourself and to only do what you want to do in the hangout world. So don't be pressured to do anything. Don't not do anything because you got too much work going on. Be sure to take the appropriate amount of time for yourself. So definitely look into some of these spring fashion tips. Choose what you like, reject what you don't, but just keep your heart and your mind open to what you maybe haven't tried before and would like to try in this new spring 2013 bold fun season. So that's what I've got for you here on radio.dominican.edu. You've been listening to Let's Talk About It with myself, DJ Curly, and I hope you join me next Tuesday for another wonderful show, because I always enjoy talking with you guys. Have a wonderful night. Bye. Stay with me, I can make you glad you came. The sun goes down.